haven't heard that song in a while. Fun to do, and fun to do this next segment because the World Maker Fair, it is happening later on this week at the New York Hall of Science right here in Queens, New York. It's a gathering of DIY and grassroots inventors and inventions. We want to get into this because we are seeing this explosion around the world. Dale Daugherty is founder and CEO of Maker Media, based in California, in person with us here in New York. Welcome to Bloomberg Radio.
Glad to be here.
So if somebody doesn't know what we're talking about, just give them the quick elevator pitch.
Sure. Well, you know, people make things. They always have. But we're kind of celebrating almost an era of consumerism where people just buy things and define that way. But when you create something, when you take an idea and develop it, and then you want to share it with other people. So we've kind of created a combination craft fair, art fair, science fair to bring those people together that have made something, you know, in their basement or garage or school, and they want to just tell other people about it. And that's, they're usually cool, interactive, fun things.
So if we walk around the fair, what kinds of things and are we going to see? What kind of people are there?
Well, here's an example. These two teenagers from Pennsylvania. Do you remember the Connect Four game you might have played as kids? Well, they created Marvin, a Connect Four robot, which is a 10 by 15 version of the game that you get to play. But you're actually playing against an artificial intelligence version, of a competitor. So when you play, it calculates.
Like an IBM Watson type thing.
But a backyard Watson, right?
You know?
And they figured it out. They brought a different, you know, thing last year. And so they've taken the last year to build this, and they're bringing it to the fair. And it's not really a product, but it shows what their passion. It shows what they're into. It just shows how darn clever they are.
So you did the first one of these, if I have this right, back in 2006 out there in the Bay Area.
That's right.
So a dozen years on, like, what have you learned? How has it changed? How has it evolved?
Well, the interesting thing, I think, is that almost, you know, what's evolved is the technology's kind of come and go a little bit. Like 3D printing was crazy big, drones crazy big, and then they kind of settle in. And new things come in. This year it's a personal water jet, which you can, you know, it's a machine you can use to cut metal and glass. And so these are things that would be in the industrial sector of the world that would be $100,000. And now you're getting in the $3,000-$4,000 range for these things. And laser cutters are another. So, you know, there's a wide range of tools to use. But what we're about is what people do with them.
Yeah.
And the crazy creative things that almost aren't initially driven by, say, a business idea. They're just driven by, hey, can I learn to do this? Can this do that? And that's what's exciting about it.
Interesting in a world where we have so many people just sitting in front of computers, sitting in front of apps and playing these kinds of things. I think of Dean Kamen. Of course, creator of the Segway and so many other different inventions, holder of so many different patents. He's come on several times and has talked about his first robotics competition and what he's doing with kids who are actually building robots, you know, around the world. He's got these teams and they come together, you know, to do competitions. But it's all about really kind of encouraging kids to get into STEM. But this whole idea that you can make something is important.
And there's so many paths in. You can come from art, you can come from science, you can come, you know, and combine those things. And that's what we see, and it's really exciting. That's really been the thing that's developed over the years. I mean, we designed this as a family-friendly event from the beginning. But kids just come in and their eyes just sort of light up and their minds are kind of blown. And like, you mean I get to do this.
Right.
Did you see in the notes though, they reminded us Google now has a makerspace in every major office around the world.
Right. Over 50 makerspaces in Microsoft, SAP, BMW. I was at Facebook a couple weeks ago and they have a wood shop.
Yeah.
At Facebook. It's kind of an amenity, but it's something that connects people to actually doing and creating. And it makes them, I think, it's not what they're doing at Facebook during, you know, for their paid job, if you will, but it rounds them out, right?
And it does feel like we need those sorts of companies, those who are so in-depth in technology. I mean, you have a long history in technology yourself.
Right.
You've seen this almost like return in some way to the physical and the tangible and the melding of that with all of this great science and technology.
Well, it's interesting. We have a generation of people who have grown up just with software and hardware has been a mystery. And the origin of this really was, I think, the connection of the physical and digital world still has a lot to be explored, how our cell phone connects to devices and how we do things. But I think the origins of the computer industry, you know, a major thread is hobby. hobbyists and tinkerers and people that make things that they want for themselves.
Yeah,
and
but
they
thank
begin
God
explore.
All those, you know, guys and gals, how many years ago, mostly guys in a garage were tinkering around and think about all the things that they've created that have become, most, ubiquitous today.
I mean, Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs, and I think the thing we're trying to get, especially, but this is a great way that learning is fun, certainly, but it's you're learning about a real world that's sort of combining creative and technical capabilities and putting them together and creating something that people enjoy.
It's great stuff. Dale Doherty is the founder and chief executive officer of Maker Media, the Maker Faire happening September 22nd and 23rd here in New York City.